We're back on the air. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs, and I want to thank our hosts this week. We are airing all week from the accounting firm and the partner for Radio Entrepreneurs of Gray, Gray & Gray. My co-host today, big upgrade from Rich Hershen, is Kelly Berardi.
Thank you.
I knew just what to say. Our next guest, Sean Tracy and Luke Peters, I guess they're partners from Grafton Studio.
That's right. Thanks Great. For having us.
Great. Tell us about Grafton.
So Grafton Studio is a web agency. We're based in Harvard Square. So we build custom web applications and websites. Clients vary from 1-2 person startups to, you know, larger companies. Recently, we've done some work with Harvard's History Design Studio, MIT Age Lab, some front-end work for Google. So, yeah, nice variety of clients and projects.
How did you all get together and become partners?
So Sean and I used to work together at an agency in Boston called Boston Interactive, and we worked there for about 1.5 years, and then I left and started working at, I worked at a few different startups, and then added another company, and then decided to start freelancing, and then did that for about 6 months, but in the meantime, Sean and I started working on a project separately, and then from there, we took on a few more clients and decided to do it full time.
Excellent. All right.
Well, give us some of your background.
Well, I'm originally from Dublin, Ireland.
Right.
I was born in Rhode Island, but moved to Dublin.
Oh wow!
And grew up there. Did all my schooling there, and moved over to Boston. Probably a couple of years after college. I was working in a public relations agency back in Dublin for those couple of years, and then transitioned into the digital side of things, which I very much enjoyed when I moved over. And that's when I met this guy. And as Luke said, we started up Grafton Studio about 2.5 years ago.
I always like to look at, talk to people with international experience. Anything from Dublin that you think you learned that was unique that you brought to this market?
His accent.
Yeah, besides, there's definitely a lot of differences in kind of work culture. I find the American work culture to be very positive. Which I actually really enjoy, because I feel like it creates great teamwork. So I think that was something that was definitely super evident when I moved over. I suppose the one thing maybe that Irish people are kind of renowned for is just being brutally honest. And maybe that's one thing that I've brought over. We don't kind of beat around the bush at all.
You didn't kiss a Blarney Stone?
I didn't, because I know what happens to the Blarney Stone after hours.
So, again, a lot of people are in your field of business. So if I were to work with you for 2 years and Kelly were to meet with me and say, hey, Jeff, you've been working with these guys over at Grafton for a couple of years. You know, we see lots of these guys. What makes them different? What makes them special?
Personally, I feel it's the quality of the work, especially on the coding front. There are a lot of agencies around Boston and the Cambridge area, but I suppose we come across more and more people who have had issues post launch, and I suppose it's something to be super careful about when you are selecting an agency, is just, you know, knowing exactly what kind of quality of work is going to come back.
Versus just going based on, you know, who's the biggest agency. I think one of the reasons that we decided that we really wanted to go and do this is we did work at another agency and then at some other startups. And when you have a big team and a lot of people, it's easy for details to kind of get lost in the mix. Not to put down, you know, these places do great work, but we wanted to be able to be that small team that could work with someone and really care about the details and especially help other entrepreneurs, like small, you know, one, two-person companies, get their first version of their product out there. And that's something, you know, they can't go to a big agency and get that. It will cost way too much. And they need someone to work with them and kind of sit in a room and brainstorm with them. So that's kind of the difference that we bring to the table, I think.
How do you find that you're getting most of your clients? Is it through word of mouth? Do you belong to different professional networks?
So probably three quarters would be personal network and referral. And then, yeah, another quarter would come in through inbound leads. So we've actually pretty recently, you know, signed a couple of clients who have just, yeah, come in cold through the website.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, a large majority, I say close to three quarters, would be referral and personal network.
Are you guys doing a lot on social media, Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff? Or how do you feel about that?
Yeah, so for the first year, we had a website that was one page that didn't show any of our work. And that got us a full year. But then we started, you know, we decided to really ramp up our website, get our case studies up there, start blogging. And putting all that stuff, all that content that we're creating on social media, on Facebook and Twitter. And I think that's why the cold leads off the internet are starting to come in now, is because we're starting to get some, build a presence there versus just on our network. But yeah, definitely our content and our case studies and blog posts is something we've really been focusing on, and putting those out every time we create something new on social media. Okay. So we have yet to see, I guess, where that leads, but yeah. It looks like it'll be good.
Yeah, it did take us a while, and I think it's like a classic case of, you hear like public relations agencies, it's their public relations is often, you know, the last thing that's thought about.
Right.
But I think, you know, about a year ago we made the conscious decision we really need to start doing this, and yeah, over the last 3-4 months we've started to see the rewards for that.
How do you divide up the roles between the two of you?
So I can code and he can't, and he
makes it easy, right? Easy. He can't check you.
And he is great with schedules and clients and organizing things and all the other stuff and the finances.
Mr. Honesty is the charmer you're telling us.
What's that?
Mr. Honesty is the charmer you're telling us.
There's a lot of stuff I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Finances, taxes, all that stuff. And this man takes all of that, so I can just code. And then our designer, Dan, he's the only designer. So it's really a lean team. There is, the roles exist because that's all that we each can do, mm-hmm. really.
So basically I do all the fun stuff and try to leave as much time for Luke just to concentrate on the development side of things. And
so were you guys friends before you got into business together? Is that how it started?
Yeah, I think when I moved over and was working in that agency, Luke was sat behind me. So I say for the first 2 months I was in there, he was bombarded with about 50 questions a day. But, you know, we became really good friends. And even when Luke left and, you know, worked at a couple of different startups, we remained in contact and would meet up. And I think it's pretty key for your kind of founding partner to have
a good relationship,
a good friendship outside of it, because you can have, you know, pretty honest conversations. And it's I feel it's certainly helped over the last couple of years, and I'd certainly
still friends today.
We are.
So you hang out afterward. So there's three of you in the business today, or is there more?
So there's three full-time on the project teams, but recently we've been pretty heavy on the development side of things. So we've been contracting out a bit of work with some local freelancers as well, and we're in the process of trying to hire another developer or two. So hopefully we'll have somebody else joining the team in the next month.
Great. If somebody wants to find you guys at Grafton Studio, how would they do that?
GraftonStudio.com with no S. And you can find us on Twitter and our Facebook page. But yeah, if you just go to the website, GraftonStudio.com, that's you can get to everything.
So last question. You big Twitter fans? You know, Donald Trump's made Twitter quite popular. Do you believe in it for business?
Donald Trump made Twitter popular.
No, he didn't make it. You know, he's the first politician to really use it a lot.
Okay. I've been a fan of Twitter for years. I found that it's a great way to connect with people that you otherwise would have no access to. People I looked up to, developers, people in our industry, leaders of our industry, you can go on there and you can share something with them. You can have a conversation with them, and they'll respond. And that's I think that's pretty cool.
Great. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show. Will you come back again? Tell us about some projects.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Some depth.
If you'll have us, yeah.
Polite. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. We've been speaking with Sean Tracy and Luke Peters of Grafton Studio. Interesting place. Take a look at them. Also sitting with Kelly Berardi, member at Gray, Gray & Gray. Thanks for being my co-host.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We're going to have another break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.